Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Brenda Williams. We have a hot topic tonight. The topic that we're talking about tonight is Pillow Talk Secrets to a Better Love Life. So we're going to chime in, we're going to get some information, we're going to talk to some very interesting people, and we're going to see how this topic goes. So first I'm going to pull up some things that, first I want to talk about something, an alert that's out. There's an alert out right now about gas stations. It's saying that people have inserted HIV, the HIV virus, into pins, into like needles, like drug needles. And what they're doing is they're putting them where the pump is so that when you go to grab the pump and pull the pump, those needles are actually there that can puncture your hand. So that's something definitely everybody needs to be careful about. That was something that an email that I was received by Ms. Youngman today. And also people keep putting the email in my inbox about the gummy bears for the children, saying about how they're putting drugs now in gummy bears. And it's just more or less a consumer beware, just for you guys to be careful out there. So those are the announcements that I wanted to get across. One was about the gummy bear. The other one was about the gas tanks. So I'm going to go to a quick break and come right back.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man, and spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how tripe it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up with sport. We fight and sport. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean something to them. I'm stuck for it.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
All right, I had to go ahead and play that song. I was actually asked to play that song by none other than Bill Blass. That is one of his songs. So, yes. So, the topic tonight is Pillow Talk, Secrets of a Better Love Life. What can we as one another do to have a better love life? There's really no secret other than communication. Communication is key. If you don't communicate with one another, there's no way that you can have a happy love life. Honesty is another thing that's really, really big. I know a lot of love lives and relationships break up over dishonesty. They break up over somebody just telling lies for no valid reason. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to have a better love life. But a lot of people, and this is going to be one that I'm going to share. I've been married for 27 years. This January 5th will be 28 years. And I know it sounds trivial what I'm getting ready to share, but something that me and my husband have done every single year that we've never skipped a beat. We find a weekend throughout the year, sometime, you know, some weekend, and we tried to date each other all over again. We tried to meet each other at a medium, meet each other someplace, and actually just date each other, make it pretty interesting. Pick one each, you know, pick each other up, like actually do the whole courting, meet you at a restaurant. And again, I know it sounds really silly, but it actually keeps the fire going. It keeps the relationship going, which is really important. Another thing is, and I'm going to be really, really, how can I say, not explicit, not like my book or anything, but I'm going to be, I'm going to just share a little bit more. And if this topic offends anyone, I completely understand if you have to hang up because you're offended. I don't mean to offend anyone at all. But a healthy sex life is very important as well. If you're somebody who is in a relationship and you're having sex once a month, twice a month, that's not a happy love life. And not that sex is the only important part of a relationship, because it's really not, but it plays an important key. So that's something to always remember as well. Another part of it is just, you know, talking to your partner, sharing things with your partner. Don't leave your partner out on a lot of stuff. So there's a couple of other things. I know I spoke to a couple yesterday who said they've been married for 2 years, and at this point they're ready for a divorce. And I, you know, I sat down and had a talk with her, and I tried to get out what the root of the problem was. Why is it that, you know, now all of a sudden after 2 years you want a divorce? And she just basically said because she felt like the flame was gone, the whole relationship was gone. And I asked her, I said, well, and then, every, you know, listening to her talk, she was like, well, he did this and he did that and he. And I told her, I said, well, you can say he, but what have you done? What part have you played? Because, see, there's two parts of a relationship breaking. There's not just one part. There's two parties involved, or there's three parties involved, you, me, then the truth. So I try to get out, you know, what it is. And she said stuff like, and you'll be amazed. And if she's on this line, she did say she didn't mind if I shared her story, because maybe I have people online that want to chime in and give advice to her. But one of the biggest things that she said that was kind of mind-boggling to me is she said that he's into role-playing. He's into some kinky things, and it's just not what she's into. And what I explained to her is this, and this is how I tried to explain as brutal as possible, but as honest as possible, but not to really hurt her feelings or to make her feel like her fault. I told her, what your man wants to do with you and you won't do, trust me, another woman will. So that's where you first start off wrong. So if you're at the point where you're leaving your man, your husband, your boyfriend dissatisfied, and there's other women in front of him that can make that dream come true of what he wants, trust me, you're in for a rude awakening, is all I'm saying. When you went across that threshold to marry that man, you vow to love and honor him. And I'm not saying that you should break your vows, or I'm not saying that you should bend your rules or what you believe in, but you should come to a happy median and try to compromise and talk to him. That's what relationships are about, talking, compromise, coming to a happy median, not just you bashing. Now, another thing, ladies, and this is so important, secrets and tips to a better love life. If you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your mate are going through drama, whether you're two wives, two husbands, whatever, but then you have a friend or you have other people that you're downplaying this mate to, that's the worst thing you can ever do, because what you do is you leave it open for somebody else to skip on in there. So main thing is, instead of you taking your business out of place, instead of taking your problems and your drama elsewhere, sit down and talk to your spouse about it, because there's no better person to have the discussion with. But if you walking around mad around your house, not really saying nothing to your spouse, but then you're on the phone with your friend, your homegirl, your homeboy, oh, I hate him, this, that, this, and that, I hate her, and she does this, and she does that, and then you turn around, and this same friend is trying to get in your pants, whether you're a man or a woman, or you find yourself that you and this friend have had now some sexual relations. Now, your relationship between that friend is over, and now you and your mate are back together, and who lost something? You did. You lost a friend. So that's one of the biggest secrets. Keep your stuff that's going on in your own household. I know there's a couple of females who all they do is bash their husbands to other men. And I even had one tell me the other day, I don't like talking to her because every time I talk to her, she has something bad to say about her husband. She bashes her husband. A lot of women don't understand. Other men don't like that because they look at it like this. Why get into a relationship with you if you're bashing your husband? What are you going to tell people about me? So that's another main thing. That's a huge secret to a better love life. Don't take your problems in the street. Don't downplay, disrespect, or bash your man or your woman to other people. Another thing is social media. Don't get on social media talking about your spouse. I see it all too often. I hate her, this and that. She should have known this and that. And the next week we hugged up. You can't do nothing like that because, first of all, when you do stuff like that, people don't take you serious. People take you as a joke. So social media is exactly what it is, social media. It's not a relationship guide. Social media is a very fast way of breaking up a relationship because he don't post this. His ex-girlfriend or cousin of his ex-girlfriend don't see it. She don't post it on it. Now y'all back together. That post is still sitting up there. Now your girl that you're with still see it. Now you've got drama. So there's a lot of stuff to consider as far as that. And you don't want to be with them anymore. I mean, so there's a couple of different things. Now, I do have one that I'm going to go into with. Let's see. So this one was a gentleman, and right now I'm just answering my inboxes. I'm answering the chat room is what I'm answering right now. So this one was a gentleman who stated that he's in a relationship with a woman, and he's just not happy, and he doesn't know how to tell her, and he's there just for the kids. I'm going to tell you what. When it comes to a relationship, if you stay in for the wrong thing, the relationship will never work. Because once those children get grown and they get older, you're going to be two miserable people. So if you're in a relationship now just for those children, I would think the best thing to do would be able to figure out what you liked about that relationship other than the children. Right now, put the children out of your mind for just a moment. And think about the young lady, the woman, and think about what it was with her that made you be with her. Now, if the only conclusion you can come to is those children, I only was with her because she was pregnant or whatever, then you do need some reevaluation. And I'll be honest with you, that's not going to stop you from being a man. That's not going to stop you from being a father. Because you're with someone, it's not going to change the fact that you're still a father. So that's my advice to you. I can't really give you tips on a better love life because you have to find out where your love actually is first. So that's my advice to you. This one comes from a young person who is 21, just had a baby, and he honestly does not want to be with the baby's mother. She's an intelligent young lady. She's beautiful. She's got a lot to offer, but he just decides he doesn't want to be with her. So his question is he wrong for stepping away from the relationship because he doesn't want to be with her? I will say, no, you're not wrong, but step away for the right reason. If you really love this woman and you really want to be with her, then you need to be with her and you need to be with your baby. But if you're stepping away just because you're not finished running the streets or because you're not finished sowing your oats, that's the wrong reason. So if you're going to step away, step away. But understand people are not always there for you. People don't always wait. My problem with it is somebody has a baby, and a lot of men, especially young men, they have issues with other men coming in and helping raise their kids. Well, you didn't want to be there. So it's not about if you pay child support. It's not about if you're taking care of this kid. It's not about if you're buying stuff for this kid. The main thing is were you there when she needed you? So it doesn't become only about the kid. It also becomes about her needs. So if somebody else can come and fulfill her needs and then take care of your baby as well, then that's a plus for your baby. So I'm just saying, think about before you leave, why you're leaving. Are you leaving just because you're afraid? Are you're not knowing what to expect? In that case, you need to sit down and have a conversation with her. But if you genuinely don't want to be with her, then I could say she should be able to respect your decision but you still need to have sit down and have a conversation with her. Because in the long run, in the interim, that's still who's most important, is the person who just had your child. So that's the advice I'm going to give to you. I am going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, and then I'm going to start taking some callers in once I come back.
Too nice and precise with these lyrics that you're hearing that are remnants of my life in the spirit, in the flesh. I am fresh. Any doubts, I will clear it in the mind. That's why I recline, meditating on how I'm going to kill this shit lyrically. So the murder was premeditated, literally. This will separate the major from the minor leagues. I get high and paint a masterpiece. I am calling it artistry. Look, all white party, answer for show to yell cheers. You tweet what you afraid of, well, at least that you at most fears. But I'm spitting universes till I out my peers. And that's why I get high and I think that it's weird how they put a price on the earth and a limit on the sky. Guess even a bird born inside of a cage think it's all sickness to fly. And that's why I've been shining so bright lately, that the chances are slim that it is ever shaped. Could have been did it, but I was lazy, chasing my gravy, into America, you beautiful lady, I'm on your heels like a spur for trying to play the play. Mother Earth, you cradled this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africa's fault is this lady, America. 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 The pen is mightier than a sword, my lord. Put that S at the end and it spells words, of course. Think of why they even call them spelling words. I guess it's just for lack of better words. I picture America as a woman with plenty curves. I cherish her, but I'm just speaking about the land. She's a woman with shackles on her feet and hands. They embarrass her with lies, saying they shipped over the black man. See them Native Americans was just Asiatics and Africans who planted their feet in for season. I am diving off for the deep end like a fool. See the tool, what's the school you was play for a fool? The U.S. is just a stool that the Euros speak in. Mother Earth, you cradled this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africa's father, this lady, America. 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 America.
Answer, what would it be?
Might be unwise.
lost everything, but still had you. You showed me a grace, now my life's renewed. And I thank you, yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who listens, I testify about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's there for me? Prepare my heart, whatever comes. Oh, I want to be ready. Pay the price, 'cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as a tribute, my
none other than Miss Latrice Lawrence. Of course, we got to go ahead and play our theme song. But back to the tips to a better love life. So I'm going to give some that actually was given. These tips were actually given to me today via actual love coach. So I'm going to pull those up and give those to you. And let's see. Okay. So one of the biggest things that I was told was just to have positivity. This is weird that I'm going to say. And I've said this before. I said it previous times before, but I'm going to say it again. But they say certain foods create a better love life. Just certain foods that you just must eat that create healthiness, that help your kidneys, help your heart, help your lungs, your gallbladder. And the thing about it is a lot of people don't realize that you are what you eat. And I say this in the sense of this. I know recently a doctor had said that if you eat certain things, your body, your whole body will just feel a whole lot better. Like, for instance, water, drinking plenty of water, breathing replenishes your body. A lot of people don't know that. So if you're not having enough intake on water, that could affect your love life. That could affect your love life because, and I know one of the things the doctor said is to see if you're getting enough water. And I know, again, we're going to get pretty graphic, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you. But one of the ways to test to see if you're drinking enough water is your urine. If your urine is dark yellow, yellowy substancey, that means you're not drinking enough water. Because typically, even though when you think of urine, you assume it's supposed to be yellow. But typically, if you are not drinking enough water, it's going to be like a darker yellow. It's going to be a darker. I know one of my callers earlier, that was his question. His question earlier was somebody had told him that if what could affect his love life, and this is talking sexually, his urine, his body, his odor. So he was asking ways that that we can make that better. He was asking opinion. He was in the chat room, and he was asking. And this is the advice that I gave him, which is the advice that I'm giving now. Doctors and scientists say that even though urine is yellow and it's supposed to be pee, typically your urine is not supposed to be a dark yellowy substance with bubbles in it. So if your urine's a dark yellowy substance with bubbles in it, that means you're not drinking your right intake of water. And this is not for everybody because people could have certain medical problems that even if you drink a ton of water, it doesn't change it. But what the advice I also gave him when we had the conversation was, what is he eating? What is he drinking? What's his diet like? And when he told me about his diet, I suggested other things, and I put him actually on the challenge, the one-week challenge. And the one-week challenge is drinking alkaline water. And if you don't know what it is, look it up, alkaline water. Go online and Google alkaline water. See what it does to you and your body. I also gave him the challenge of leaving coffee alone. I gave him the challenge because we went over what he eats, what he drinks, and his basic diet. So I told him, try some fruit. Instead of those pork rinds you're eating, instead of those snacks that you're eating out of the machine, try some fruit. Try some vegetables. There's a saying, you are what you eat. If you have, and again, we're going to be real graphic here because we're talking about tips and better ways of better love making, better love life, better things in general for life. So we're going to be pretty graphic here. And again, if this offends anyone, if you get offended at any time and you need to hang up, this is totally understandable. This is not talking about you. All these phone numbers here, I don't know who anybody is. So I'm not talking about anybody. But, for instance, doctors say that if you have a bowel movement, and it's, of course, nobody's bowel movements are going to smell good. But if you have one, completely just disgustingly, like you almost pass yourself out in the bathroom, then you know that something you're eating is not right. Because anything that you eat that promotes a bad smell coming off of it is harming your body. And I know that a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, she's a big girl. How could she be talking about health tips? Yes, I am a big girl. I am. But based on what I smell like, based on my bodily secretions, as far as being based on my skin and my pores, you couldn't tell. You can really tell what I eat. You can tell that I don't eat, put things in my body that are bad. You can tell. And I'm going to give you a classic example. I'm going to use somebody as an example. And I know that she's not on the line. And if she is, I apologize. I'm not going to say your name. I promise. So I'm going to give somebody as an example. I traveled out of town with somebody once. We went from this town to Georgia once. And we traveled on the car. So on the way down there, this girl was eating. What is she eating? She was eating potato skins. She had a big old Dr. Pepper. I don't know, she was eating all types of crazy stuff. I think she was eating a Slim Jim or something else. And I was eating, I had water, I had like a half a gallon of alkaline water I was drinking in one of those jugs. And I had some fruit. I think I want to say I was eating like watermelon, and I might have had like some peaches, crunches, or whatever. So that's what I was eating. So we get down there, me and Georgia, And this guy goes to be with her. Now, nobody was with me, you know, but this guy goes to be with her. And he comes back. He's inboxed for me, like, within minutes later when we were on the road coming back, telling me about what this girl smelled like. Now, I've never had anybody come and say, hey, you know, you smell horrible, you smell this, you smell that. So the classic prime example is that I'm trying to get through to, me and her went to the bathroom, and she used the bathroom in front of me, and I went behind her. And when she was in front of me, there was like a putrid smell in the bathroom just from urine. And actually, she didn't even flush the toilet, which this is really bad, but her urine was so dark, yellow dark. You can tell something was wrong. So, of course, I flushed the toilet, you know, wiped around and everything. But then I go behind her to go to the bathroom, and my urine is clear. There's actually no color to my urine. And this is a prime example that you are what you eat. Whatever you put in your body, no matter what the size of your body is, it reflects what comes out of your body. It reflects the odors of your body. You know, so not everybody is supposed to taste the same. Not everybody is supposed to smell the same. Not everybody's skin is the same, because everybody's secretions are different and everybody's oils are different. But trust me, tips of a better love life and tips of a better sexual life. Watch what you eat. Watch what you put in your body. Because trust me, one of the biggest turnoffs, anything, and I'm going to tell you men and women out there, one of the biggest turnoffs is somebody's bad breath. Somebody just told me about somebody's bad breath, but they've seen this person a whole year ago. And if the only thing you remember about them is their bad breath, then there's a problem. There's a big problem, bigger than you think. So I'm just saying, folks, watch it. Watch what you eat. Watch what you do. So going back to this gentleman, I gave him the one-week challenge. My one-week challenge to him is no fried foods, even though I eat fried foods, not a whole lot, but no fried foods, no soda, no sugared-down juices, no salt. Try to maintain your salt. Try to slow your salt down. I gave him that challenge for a week, and I guarantee when he calls back next week, he's going to tell you that he's seen a difference. His complaint was his girlfriend tastes funny. I asked him, what does your girlfriend eat? He said, basically what I eat. So what I told him is both of you need to do this. And so you don't insult her, you go ahead and you start buying the food. Typically, if you buy something, I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to question it. I'm going to eat it. So I told him, you start buying the food. Another myth that a lot of people go off of is fish. Oh, don't eat fish because fish is going to make you taste like fish. That's actually so untrue. Actually, fish has an exoticness to it. And I will tell you, I've been to parties and I've eaten fish. Fish has been on the menu. And trust me, there was no fish nowhere. So I'm just saying that the myth of the seafood, don't eat the seafood, because that's untrue. Actually, seafood does a little bit more. Seafood actually brings the exotic part of it. It's something about the aroma of it. I can't explain it. But that myth, and somebody just asked me that, what about fish? You're fine. Now, if you eat fish every single day, every single morning, every single night, you might actually smell like a fish. I don't know. But I'm just saying, as far as fish prior to playing, you're fine. Fish is fine. So let me see. I have a couple more, then I'm going to take callers. Guys, if you want to chime in, you have some advice on a better love life, better love making, tips to keep a relationship good, tips to help you or help others, feel free to press 1. I can chime you in. And to keep in mind, we're not arguing tonight, typically. And I see my argue on the line. I'm not finna bring you in because we're not arguing tonight. We're just talking and giving tips tonight. And I see you inboxing me, and I'm not responding because we're not arguing tonight. You know who you are. Okay, so on to the next question. So the next question was, this young lady feels like, she's saying that she feels like the reason why she can't give her boyfriend head is because his penis smells. The stuff prior to him getting there, which I guess is the pre-stuff before it, stuff to wet you, whatever they call it, stuff to get you wet before you do it, I don't know, whatever they call it. She said it tastes horrible. My suggestion to you again, is watch what he's eating. You know, he may feel, and this is no disrespect for you, honey, but he could feel the same way about you because you told me that he doesn't go down on you. You guys have been together for 2 years. Maybe he just don't like to. I don't know. But I know that a gentleman earlier told me that all women's vaginal secretions, once you get past licking after a while, gets to the point where all of it tastes alike. I beg to differ. I'm not somebody who knows anything about that, but I spoke to enough men to know that that's not true, because if it tastes bad from the beginning, it's going to taste bad to the end. So there's no amount of it that you can lick to get through the badness and start it over again. I don't know. That's what a man just tried to tell me, tried to argue with me on the chat. We're not going to argue about it. We can agree to disagree. And if you tasted all women, they all taste eventually taste the same, okay. Maybe something's going on with your taste buds. But I've never heard a man say that. Now, men, if y'all are on the line and you want to chime in and verify that or deny or confirm that, you can go for it and do it. But I'm just saying for a woman, I would say we don't all taste alike. And there's no licking you can do to get to the center to make it taste different. I don't know. I've never heard of that. Okay. So on to the next one. So I have one more left. Okay. So the next one was, I've been in a relationship for 7 months. When we first got into our relationship, we used to actually have sex a lot. Now it seems like it's slowed down and it's down to once a week, sometimes once every other week. I want to know, should I suspect that my female friend is doing something with someone else? Because my question is, how is it that she wanted it and now she doesn't want it? What should I be worried about? Okay. So, again, I'm not a love expert, so I can't really, I don't know what's in her head. I don't know what's in your head. I don't know what your minds are like. But I can tell you, just as easy as it was for you to ask me my thoughts, maybe you should sit down and talk to her and see if there's a problem. You know, and that's one of the first things that I said when we came in on this show. One of the key things to better love life is communication, talking to one another. You can't basically think that you know one thing and actually think another thing, and then somebody else is thinking something else, and now you're here trying to guess the answer. Go talk to her and sit down and have a conversation with her. And then come back, and maybe you can tell us what the outcome was. But I don't believe that there could be a problem. You never know. 7 months is a while. You kind of get comfortable. I don't know. I'm not even going to tell a lie. I don't know, because it's been 27 years for us, and if I had to wait 2 or 3 weeks, I probably would have a problem. So I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't even give you advice on this. I can just tell you need to go talk to her, have a conversation with her, and see how that goes. So I'm going to start bringing in folks as they press one. I do see all of you guys in line. And I'm bringing you guys in. It's telling me I have to take another break, but I really don't want to take another break. So I might just sit here and maybe start taking calls. Well, no, actually, it's chiming me to take another break. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'm going to play Bill Blass's song. Bill Blass is an artist out of New York City. And on my radio station, I always play artists that are trying to get out. I play artists that have not made it yet, and they're trying to make it. So since my radio station goes as far as Belize, South Africa, all over the country, all over the world, anybody can hear you, and you can get your shot. I know with my show, a lot of folks have started doing the collabs together based on my show. So this is Bill Blass and stuff.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man and spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how trite it is. All I do is give, everything they take, me they trying to break. Give me no support, just child support, keep me up and fought. We fight and fought, all the things I bought, everything I taught, need something to this, I'm stuck for it.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how trite it is. All I do is give, everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support, keep me up and fought. We fight and fought, all the things I bought, everything I taught, need something to this, I'm stuck for it.
All right, so that was actually Bill Blass and Suffering. He's a, like I said, he's an artist out of New York. If you're interested in his music, you can go on to my Facebook page, find him. I'm sure there's links on my event page, so you can definitely get with his music. He is a very positive person. He does a lot of music in the state of New York, and he helps out a lot of children. So to me, anybody who does something positive is always something great to me. So before I bring my callers in, I've got a couple of other folks who are in the inbox or in the chat with questions or ants or advice that they want to give. So this comes from another young lady, and this young lady says that her tip to having a better sex life, love life, is just not to care at all. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and repeat what she said. I should have pre-screened it before I wrote and read it. But she said a better sex life and love life is just not to care at all. She says that she spent 15 years of her life really caring for somebody only to be hurt. So for the last 5 years, she spent her last 5 years just not caring at all. And when she means not caring at all, if she decides she wants to have sexual relations with a gentleman, she'll find one, she'll let him know what she wants and keeps it moving. She feels that the strings attached are not worth it. She feels that being with someone and having attachment or having a title is not worth it, because in the long run, you'll only be hurt. Okay. I don't even know to give any advice to that. I don't even know what to say about that, because I'm just going to say to each his own. I don't know. I'm going to leave that one alone. If anybody wants to chime in on that one, you're welcome to press one to chime in. I'm not going to bring callers in until I'm finished reading these, and then I'll start bringing callers in. Another one was, this young lady says that she's been married for 19 years. And for the last 19 years, she says they have had somebody else in their relationship, which is a girlfriend. And she said she feels like the girlfriend and her husband spend way too much time together. It used to be a mutual thing to where it was fair, to where they had equal time with him or they had equal shared time with him. Now she's stating that it seems like they're always together. She's always the outsider. Like, she feels like she's the girlfriend, and she just thinks things are going south. Well, I'm going to give you advice on this one. First of all, if you allowed your husband to have a girlfriend, you should first of all be running a relationship. It should never be a point to where you feel like you're secondary. You should always be first because you're the queen. So that's where you messed up to allow her to take over. And second of all, if you love your husband and you truly, truly love your husband and you feel like there's still a chance for you and your husband, then you need to sit your husband down and talk to him. But when you sit your husband down and talk to him, it needs to be without her. It needs to be without the presence of her, because see, she's just gonna cause problems, and she's just gonna complicate things. You need to find the happy medium of you and your husband back as a married couple, versus you, her, and him as a threesome. So that's the advice I'm gonna give you. If anybody else wants to chime in on that one, they can press one. You can give your opinion. If not, that's cool. But That's the advice I'm going to give you. Because at no time, if you allow a third party in, should you ever feel like you're the third party, or should you ever feel like now you're sitting looking from the outside in, and the both of them are in the inside and you're on the outside of the door. It should never feel like that. One of the questions I asked you before I answered this, and I know that you're on the line because I can see you based on your number. One of the questions I asked you prior to answering this was, when you said you guys are in the relationship with her, did she live with you? You said yes. And I asked you, where does she sleep? And you said typically in between you. Now, that's another problem. I'm going to put that out there. That's another problem. And I'm not saying that all relationships are this shouldn't happen. But right there, that's your median and that's your wedge right there. If you've got somebody sleeping in between you and your husband, that's your separation barrier there. So now it's time to either take her and move her to another bed, or take her, move her behind you, or probably behind your husband. Well, not even behind your husband, because you kind of want the time with your husband. So put her behind you. If you and her are also in a relationship, put her behind you. Because you need to actually get back to where it's about you and your husband. And she needs to go back to being the extra. So I can see how this can cause a problem. I can see how this would pose issues in your household. But see, in a situation where a man allows the woman to have, the woman allows the man to have this woman, this is something you've allowed. And too often, men tend to get back in their role of I'm the head of the household and what I say goes, and kind of ignores what's actually going on. Well, it's time for you as a woman to take that ram back. And I'm not saying start trouble in your household. And I hope you don't have the type of relationship where he might just knock the shit out of you and just say, forget it. And I hope that's not the top, that's not the actual issue. But I'm saying it's time to take back control of your relationship. And that's the love secret advice that I can give you. It's time to take back your relationship. It's time to put this third party on the back burner. If you've got an extra room, send her to it. But it's definitely time to make that change. So that's my advice to you. I hope my advice to you is helpful. I hope you get something out of it, and I hope you consider everything I've said. Okay. That was a tough one to answer. Tough one to answer. Okay. So this last one I'm going to answer, because it's now 10:48, and I've only got 12 minutes of the call, and I haven't been able to, I've only been able to pick up a couple of people's calls. But this last one that I'm going to answer, this is a woman who actively has been in the lifestyle, which is the alternate lifestyle. A lot of people don't know about it. I'm not going to explain it. If you're on the line and you don't know about it, you probably don't need to know about it. So I'm going to keep it moving. She's been in that particular lifestyle, and she's done it by herself for a lot of years. And now she's at the point where she's bringing her husband into it. And she feels like there's a lot of stuff that her husband should not know because he wasn't in the situation or because he wasn't there. I'm going to give you my advice, and you can choose whatever you want, because, of course, it's you. At the end of the day, you have to make the decision. But don't bring your husband into a blind situation. Don't bring your husband into a situation to where you've slept with six of these people in this room. Your husband don't know about it. They're all shaking your husband's hand like everything's okay. And you're bringing your husband into a messy situation. Because, see, from time to time, dudes can get very messy. And it never needs to be a time where there's a little chat, chit-chat going on around, going on about somebody's wife, and your husband happens to hear it, or somebody else happens to hear it and repeats it to your husband. Then there's a situation that's been created at that party because you didn't want to do the right thing. So you have a couple of different choices here. Come clean or come completely out of the lifestyle. That's my advice to you. If you love your husband and you want to have a good relationship with your husband and you want to be happy with your husband, those are the things you need to do. Those are your two options. There really shouldn't be an in-between. You either leave it and stop. The other option is you need to come clean. Because, again, at no time should a man be at a function and not know that he's looking at a bunch of people that have their penises all in their wife's face, and they don't know it. He didn't know it, And he can't figure out why everybody's looking at him smiling, you know. And if you're not happy, leave him. Maybe there was a reason why you did what you did, because you wasn't happy in the first place. If that's the case, maybe you're not in the marriage you need to be in. And this goes back to one of the first callers that called in today. This goes back to one of the first things when a guy said he was only with somebody because of the children. You have to find more of a reason to be with somebody, because, see, what's going to happen is those children are going to get grown. Those children are going to move out the house. Then you and this miserable person are still going to be together. Why mess up each other's lives? If you're unhappy, part ways and figure it out. Like I told the gentleman when he said something, you can still be a father to your children. You don't have to be in the household. You're less of a father to them being in the household pretending and getting into arguments with their mother that they love. So be more of a man and man up and do the right thing. And again, like I said, and now this person's responding in my inbox. Okay. I'm not, like I said, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to live your life. But that's just my opinion. And again, I'm not an expert. So don't do something and quote me on it and have me on somebody's talk show. I'm just giving you my opinion. As a woman, I always look at things on how it makes me feel. I always put the shoe on my foot. And I always do a reversal with everything. And a reversal would be think about if your husband has been going to parties for 4 or 5 years. He's been running through all these women, sleeping with all these women. And now today your husband decides, let me start taking my beautiful wife to these parties with me. And then women are looking at your wife sideways. And your wife's like, well, why are they looking at me sideways? Because they don't been all up under your husband. Think about how that would make you feel. Put yourself in his shoes on what impact that would have to him. Or what impact would that have to you if that happened? That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm about done with that. But anyway, good people, I want to say thank you for all my callers that called in tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody who listened in, who chimed in, who was in the chat room. Thank you to my earlier callers. At this time, it's 10:53, so I'm not going to have the opportunity to pick anybody else but line up because it actually chimes out after the next minute and a half. But I want to tell everybody thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate you. Again, I am author Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio, which I'm also the host. Also, just to mention, there's a lot of hot things going on this month. I'm going to mention just parties in general. There's one in Columbia, June 16th to the 17th. There's one in Fayetteville, June 30th. There's also the 16th and the 17th in Aiken, South Carolina. If you guys like parties and just want to get out there and shake a tail feather, holler at me in my inbox. I can give you some details depending on who you are now. I might not be able to give you details to the party hookups. I'm just saying. But I want to say thank you to everybody for calling in. Of course, we do this every single week. We have different topics. I do take topic suggestions from people. I know that the next one we're going to have to do, which I've got probably over 200 requests, is should Donald Trump be impeached? I honestly don't want to do that topic because I'm really not interested in him. I'm not interested in the person who cheated to get the presidency. So I'm probably not going to do that topic. I'm just going to be real with y'all. I'm not doing that topic, but we'll figure out something else to do. Again, I want to say thank you guys for calling in to Speak Your Mind Radio, and you guys have a wonderful evening.